radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hello, I'm the voice of Georgia Floors Direct, and I bear good news from Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers. What's a Florier? That's a professional who happily helps you navigate the choices you have among the hardwoods, laminates, ceramics, and porcelain tiles at Georgia Floors Direct. The very finest in wood flooring at a real wholesale price. Over 2,500 different styles of hardwood laminate and tiles to choose from on the showroom floor, and your Florier will show you the way. The best and local professional installers. A Georgia Floors Direct experience from beginning to end. And this is why they're going golden. Almost 50 years of service to the River Region. Happy customers since 1969. Georgia Floors Direct. Thousands of flooring choices and the Georgia Floors Direct experts ready to help you with choices and installations. See them today. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. We save you time, we save you money.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Spring is here and the driving season is just getting started. And the best way you can assure that you're going to get to where you want to go without having to stop for a major repair is to take your car to one of Don Duncan's three locations. Now in Millbrook on Highway 14, the original Don Duncan at 408 Madison downtown, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, all three offering what they've been doing for years, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. One reason why people forget to maintain their cars is, I don't have time. I don't have somebody to take me and pick me up. They'll take care of that for you. Just get your car so they can change the oil, rotate the tires, and get their certified technicians under the hood to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to a problem that puts you on your way to someplace special on the side of the road, waiting for a tow truck, and perhaps spending a day or two in a place that you didn't plan to go to begin with. So ensure that you're going to be able to drive to your vacation destination with confidence. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, if you need new tires, true wholesale pricing on all major name brands, and they always quote a price that includes professional installation. At all three Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto locations.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my roof.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian Home Loan.
Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. It is rare this time of the year to have so many storm-free days in a row and then to have it on a weekend. For tonight, mostly clear skies. It's going to be a little cool, overnight low 43, but tomorrow, great day. Plenty of sunshine, high up to about 74, perhaps mid to upper 70s on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. A little cooler down on the coast, but not bad. Highs around 70 both days. Water temperature now 65. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely on Monday. The party's over. The pollen count remains in the high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me.
I'm at my keyboard with anonymity.
Then I get fired up and I post, get some likes and some foes.
I love my opinions. Others are inferior to me.
Trolls, trolls, trolls. I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll Mark Zuckerberg. Make all of my friends out just like me.
Especially when it sounds just like me.
Clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yes, the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark, but Greg is not here. Oh, but that's Rosie, she's here, and we also have another special
and
guest.
Here they are.
Dadgummit, I stepped on the here we are. Eddie Bader is sitting across the desk from me.
Hey, how you doing, Joey?
I'm doing great. I'm
Rosie,
great.
It's great to see you.
You too.
So Greg is not here because something happened to his ear. I could read. I'm not going to reveal everything, Greg.
Did he get another ear piercing?
No, not an ear piercing. Let's see. He had to get a shot in my right ear cartilage after the morning show.
It was that bad?
Yeah, I don't know what the story is. I've been busy all day, so I got this text. So get better, Greg. And he said, yes, it hurt.
Oh, yes.
I'd imagine that would... I've never...
A shot in your ear cartilage,
yeah,
you
have
think?
You ever, like, hurt your ear in that way? I've had, like, an ear infection or something like that.
I had
but...
two shots in the eyeball before.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a piece of plastic caught in my eye and let it get infected and went blind after, like, a week.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? This just did bring up a Joey Clark late mass story.
Woo!
Uh-oh.
Having to do with my ear. It was when I was very young and very stupid. Now, I'm still kind of stupid, but... Very stupid.
You said that, Eddie. We didn't.
Yep.
Right.
We just agreed.
And so, you know how, especially the stupid really comes out when you get tired.
Oh, yeah.
When you've had a long day and you're, it's like that insomniac's curse where you want to go to bed, but you're stuck watching the television and they're trying to sell you, like, some bearded, handsome bearded man's selling you a Sham Wow or something.
Yeah.
Oh, Billy Mays, yeah.
The Blue Blockers.
May he rest in peace. Is he still alive?
No, Billy Mays coked out and stroked out a while back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think he had a little bit
drug
touched.
Addiction.
Yeah. Yeah. Brazilian marching powder.
Now we know why he was so hyper.
Right. Well, maybe that helped him in his job. But anyway, you're watching one of those infomercials. In my case, I was probably watching some Cartoon Network or something. I had to be only like 9 years old. And I just eaten a big bowl of popcorn. And not the popcorn in the bag that you microwave, but legit, you get the popcorn, or you get the corn kernels, you put it in the the saucepan with the oil, and you have a vent a little
Pop
bit,
away.
Yeah. And it pops away, and then you put that in a bowl with some actual butter that you clarified, and it's really good. It's really good. And as everybody knows, when you do it that way, there is leftover unpopped kernels,
usually.
So my stupid, tired, half asleep young self was playing with the kernels. They just felt good in my hand, and I was holding it up, and then all of a sudden, one of the kernels finds its way into my ear.
Oh, no.
And into my ear canal. Yes.
Ooh, wow.
Now, this is better than an eraser up the nose, but that's another story. And it didn't happen to me. I'm not going to reveal the family member who did that in their grade school years. But yeah, popcorn kernel got right into my ear. And so, and it was so bad that it was like, okay, we got to go to Primed. And they had some nifty tool that could slide back.
The alligator clips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Usually there's a camera, too. They'll put the camera. I seen a YouTube video where they had a moth in a lady's ear. So first they put the camera down. The moth did not look too happy. And then they went in there with the little tweezers and got them. I believe one of my sisters got a bug in their ear before, too. I can see that happen.
There is something about those videos.
Oh, yeah.
Where I can't look away.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yeah. Oh. Are you one that you can't watch it?
I try, but I turn away.
Okay.
I turn away. But I did see one the other night, and Rusty was talking about, too, the toe doctor guy, where he does toe surgery.
Ooh, that could be funky.
Yeah, dude, that looked horrible. Mm-hmm. That literally looked horrible.
It's weird what's out there. I'm one of those folks who can't look away. And Rosie, who was that on the phone?
That was traffic, an accident in front of the Harley-Davidson shop.
Okay,
on
over
East
there.
Boulevard.
East Boulevard, yeah. Okay. No, near Terry Adams.
Or, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Or Allen's Motor Supports, as some people call it. But Adams Motorsports. Okay, yeah. So, in front of the Harley-Davidson over there, be careful, folks. And if you have a traffic update, you can give us a call, 272-9228. If you have somehow allowed a popcorn kernel or eraser or a moth or anything weird to escape into one of your orifices, give us a call. Well, your nose or your ears.
There you go.
Or
thank
your
you
mouth.
Go.
Let's
thank
keep
you.
It to there. Let's keep it to that. No, it's a Friday.
No ER nurses need to call.
Exactly. Because they've seen it all.
Yes.
Oh, my mother would tell me these stories. It was like, Joey, like people would ask her, Carol, how did you get so charming? How did you learn to talk? Because she could talk. She said, well, when you have to put a catheter on a complete stranger, you learn to have a conversation and get in and get out quickly. So nurses know it all.
Wow.
But you can also call 272-9228 and request something. It is Friday.
It is.
And the news is, well, lame.
Always.
As usual. I mean, there's Beto O'Rourke with a camera in his face while he's getting dental
work. Isn't that the guy
done.
Who fed his wife the guacamole?
See, I'm not up on that lately.
I heard that, I think I heard it on one of the shows today, that somebody asked him about it, and he said, yeah, that sounds like something I would do, where he had some type of green fecal material, and he fed it to her and told her it was guacamole.
What?
Yeah.
You must have heard that on News and Views.
There you go. There's a guy on there, Baron. That's his name. Yeah.
Baron. Yeah. You got to like that guy.
Oh, I love Baron.
Especially on Fridays. And that's what we're doing today because Greg's out, because we're here, because we're having a lot of fun.
Yep.
It's all Request Friday, so 272-9228 if there's something you would like to hear, if you have something to contribute to the conversation, and we're going to make sure your requests are fulfilled. Just don't make them too odd.
Please.
Right.
Please.
And who do we have here? Oh, look at this. Our first call of the day. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, man. Doing great. Hey, I got a quick story about my son back in the early 90s.
Okay.
I was a deputy sheriff at the time. And, you know, when I would get home from work in the evenings, I was always very good about putting my gun up in a safe so that we had that taken care of. But I never put up my pepper spray. My 2-year-old son found it and decided it was hairspray. Needless to say, he will never touch pepper spray again.
I guess. Bless his heart.
Oh yeah, it was bad. You know, not thank goodness that's all it was. You know, in 30 minutes it was over, but it was not a good 30 minutes.
I bet your wife was happy with you, wasn't she, Jeff?
Very bad memories.
Probably to this day.
No, I've made a somewhat similar mistake. I was brought by a great listener some freshly harvested Carolina Reaper and Ghost Pepper chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh.
They took the freshly harvested cookies, put them in the chocolate chip batter, it comes out to where really all you're tasting is chocolate chip, but then has the kick of one of these super hot peppers. I loved it. Like, the first one, it was the greatest sensation. You drink it with a big glass of whole milk. Amazing. And it was so good, I proceeded to eat one more.
Oh, no.
And then another one. Oh, no, like, this is not bad at all. Like, I can handle it. I've been in training anyway with spicy food, and I think I consumed four of them with a hearty amount of milk. And let's just say...
It was very rough.
Yeah. It was like all of my insides were, and I actually read up on it to make sure I didn't need to do anything else. But like, no, if you eat too much spicy food, your intestine will go, get this out of here! Mm-hmm. Don't make that mistake, folks. And don't use pepper spray as hairspray.
No.
No.
That's it. You guys have a great day.
You too, Jeff.
Well, and on that note, we also have somebody coming in at 3:35 or so. Talk about a fundraiser for veterans.
Oh, great.
Yay.
I don't know what that has to do with my bowels and spicy food or pepper spray, but it's a good cause.
Oh, so, me either.
Great segue.
Right, yeah. Well,
you do this for a living.
I'm working at it, Eddie. I'm working at it. So let's hit this break here. We'll be right back, folks.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Do you have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe? What the clock? Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays, now through March 30th. Earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery. What the clock?
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, it's a Friday and it's happy hour. Joey Clark sitting in for Greg Budell, who has something wrong with his ear. I'm not sure what that is, but that's led to all sorts of weird discussions of accidentally putting things in your nose or your ear or your mouth.
Or getting shot with pepper spray.
Yes, yep. Or getting stabbed in the eye by a doctor with a needle.
Yep.
Supposedly for your own good.
Right. It did bring my vision back, but that kind of hurt.
Yes.
Kind of hurt.
Yes, I will say that having had LASIK surgery.
Oh, yeah. How was that, Joey?
They say that it'll be like a little pressure when they put the big machine like down on you and it presses down, because it has to secure on your eye socket in order to make the very, very precise cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, with this laser. And so when they say it's a little pressure, there's a reason they give you Xanax. It's not a little pressure. It's like a huge Charlie horse on your head. No, it's even worse than that, but it's completely worth it. Don't get me wrong. I think LASIK is life-changing. I would do it all over again for just a 10 seconds of being uncomfortable. But it's amazing how medical procedures in general, even the ones you really need, if you didn't consent to them, they would be utter torture.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember, Joey, when you turn 40, I think it is, for a man, you have to start getting a full physical.
Oh,
so don't fall for that.
When you turn 40, you transform into your prostate, right?
Yeah. And so you're going to hear that.
You're a professional man.
You're going to hear that same little pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall for it.
Don't. It's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those doctors with their white lies. Let's go to the phones and talk to Naked Spider-Man.
Oh, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. Now, Naked Spider-Man, if you don't have, you know, say a mask on, how do you see correctly? Because I hear that those afflicted by Spider-Man powers have trouble seeing with just their naked eyes.
It takes talent. It takes talent and practice.
Talent and practice. Well, like most things in life, yes.
That's right. So, one time, I was about 10 years old, and I was sitting at the counter on a bar stool eating some broccoli and rice.
Okay.
And I forget what meat we had that night for dinner, but you could put ketchup on it. And the reason why I remember that is because my older brother grabbed a bottle of ketchup, a brand new bottle of ketchup out of the refrigerator, and it had the plastic seal on it. So he didn't remove the plastic seal and no ketchup would come out. So he's shaking it and shaking it and shaking it. And finally he hits it on the counter and it explodes everywhere. And ketchup goes all over the kitchen. There's ketchup all over him. So when I see this happen, I start laughing and snorting. And I get some broccoli and some rice stuck in my nasal canal. And it's burning like the dickens. So I'm in the bathroom swallowing water, snorting water, trying to clear my nasal cavity out. It was too funny.
Oh, the traumas of childhood.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's my story about rice and broccoli up the nose. And by the way, it took me about 30 minutes to get my nasal passage clear, so it was on fire the whole time.
Man. Well, I appreciate you sharing that, and
yes.
I'm glad you survived the great ketchup explosion.
Great
visual,
the
ketchup. Ketchup. It was Heinz ketchup. The large bottle.
Oh, like the large squeeze bottle?
And it blew up when he hit it on the counter. Yeah, that thing blew up and ketchup was everywhere. It was funny.
Like a Tarantino movie. I appreciate the call, man.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Have a great weekend. You too.
Man, it's just the things that you, like all the childhood memories. You ever have a moment, too, where like a smell or you're in a place and it takes you back?
Deja vu.
It's very, olfactory senses apparently do trigger those memories a lot.
Yeah.
So I have that on occasion. For instance, Elmer's glue reminds me of the Great Ant War.
Uh-oh.
Were you and the ants?
Yeah.
Elmer's?
Yeah, I am fifth grade. I had to be younger than that. I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
And there was a tree outside, you know, I'm giving away too many secrets, but there was a tree over old St. Bede Stomping Grounds. They've now put up incredible buildings in those spots, but it used to just all be fields and hills and stuff. And there was this one tree that the fire ants, had made a big home. So me and my good friend Jason were like, we're going to war with these ants. Mm-hmm. They're done for. And water didn't seem to work.
No.
So we smuggled out some Elmer's glue. Luckily, the tree survived, and the ants did not.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good day.
That was a good
day.
But
anytime I sniff Elmer's glue, by accident, you know, like, I don't, when do you use that stuff outside of school projects?
Once you quit eating it about third grade.
Okay.
That's kind of the end of it.
See, I'm not a Hobby Lobby arts and crafts type of gentleman, but we'll figure it out. Look at the phones here. My goodness.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Keith. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
God, let's go back to them ghost peppers there real quick for a minute.
All right.
My daughter-in-law, she was over here one day, and she wanted to try one. So I busted one out, and she was sitting there eating it. And she chewed it all up, swallowed it, didn't have a problem with it. You know how you take your fingers and you roll your eyelids up?
Yeah.
She did that with them ghost peppers on her fingers.
Oh, no.
Why?
How? Yeah. Why?
She wasn't thinking about them ghost peppers being on her fingers.
Oh.
It didn't take her long to look at it, though.
That was a very evil laugh.
That was
sir.
An evil laugh. Rusty, if you got that, that's sinister.
It didn't take her long to look at it, for sure. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, you too.
Appreciate it, Keith. Let's go to Duke. Hey, Duke, how you doing? Duke
of Earl.
Duke, you're on delay here. Get on the phone, turn down the radio. You know how it works. See, this is the trouble we have sometimes. We got to train the caller.
They don't want to miss anything.
See, I thought Duke was trained, though. I thought we broke you in before.
Does that complete your order? Please pull forward.
Okay, we're going to have to hold on, Duke. One last chance. No, we lost him. All right, let's go to... Is this Rabbit?
Rabbit.
Yeah.
Hey, Rabbit.
My daddy stood about 6'8", and I think he was the tallest man I ever saw. And his hands looked like he wore a size 12. And he had 18 kids, and I was the 17th of the youngest.
Holy tamale.
Wow. He had 18 children.
Yeah. Damn. And then he'll start his Christmas around July. Start saving up for Christmas around July. And we'll be running through the house wondering where he hidden this and where he hidden that. And when we find things, we'll just wonder, do this fit me? Or do this fit the older one? Or do this fit the next one? So when I see people in the store on Christmas shopping, and they be looking like, do this fit this child? Do this fit that child? I always think back to my dad like, he was an amazing man. All right.
That's wild.
Yeah. And they just bring back my dad memories.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, he'll start in July getting ready for Christmas.
Well, thank you for the call, Rabbit. I appreciate it, man. Thank you for sharing
Have a good weekend.
I guess we're just sharing old stories here.
Duke's back on one.
Duke, welcome back.
Hey, Joey, how are you?
I'm good.
Real quick, I had a moth fly in my ear when I was about 8 or 9.
Mm. Were you moving bikes. Around? Or Oh, you were
yeah,
on
we were riding. Bike. We were riding bikes, and I grabbed it, and I stuck it in my ear canal. Anyway, it was fluttering around in my head, you know, and it was just weird. And my mother called the doctor, and they said, pour some alcohol in it. So she poured alcohol, and it killed it. But the next day, I went to a country club over behind Montgomery Mall.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what the name of it was. It wasn't really. They had a big pool, but it was a girl I had a little crush on.
Sure,
anyway,
sure.
We were playing around the pool, and all of a sudden, this stuff starts dripping out of my ear. and guess what it was? The moth.
It was the moth.
Anyway,
sweet.
All right. I love y'all. Y'all take it easy.
Appreciate Have a good
bye,
one.
Bye, Duke.
See, we're just having fun on this Friday. We are taking requests.
Yes.
But we will take more stories.
And apparently we're telling stories, too.
Yeah, I like telling stories.
That's right.
Free-for-all Friday. Now, I am looking at some disturbing headlines here.
Oh, no.
For instance, bond market flashing big recession sign. Uh-oh. That's the one thing that could really hurt President Trump if the economy goes sideways.
We refuse to participate.
Hmm.
In the recession.
We refuse
to participate.
Right. It's just power of will and
yes.
peace of mind and
yes.
happy thinking. You know, that only goes so far. I did have somebody tell me over the Thanksgiving dinner table when the topic of ISIS came up in 2014.
Oh, yeah.
That she chose not to live on that plane of existence.
Exactly right.
And I said, well, they're at your door. What do you do? Like, no, I just choose not to believe in them.
It's not ghosts. It's not the...
Excuse me.
Not the little leprechaun.
So, I do believe in the power of positive thinking.
Yes.
I know you're big on that, Rosie. But
yes.
It only goes so far at certain points.
Yeah.
But we should have a guest here soon.
Great.
Talk about a fundraiser for veterans. And at some point, I don't even know when. I'm going to surprise myself. We have to redeem the Bomb Hours winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
Oh, that's so exciting.
We're not doing it now.
No.
Can I call in?
No. You're here.
Can I step outside for a minute?
No, you can't. No, you stay right in front of me, Eddie Bader, with the Goodson Group. You stay right in front of me because I love your T-shirt.
You got to dig the pig, man.
And what he means by that, folks, it's a Piggly Wiggly shirt.
You got to go on eBay to find these. These are classics.
That is a classic. So we're going to hit this break. Hopefully our guests will be here soon. You're listening to Happy Hour. Joey Clark filling in for Greg Bedell. Alongside me is the lovely and wise Rosie.
Thank you.
And the...
You go ahead and call me. Big Sexy. That's cool. I ain't mad.
And Big Sexy, Eddie Bader with the good singer. We'll be back, folks.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Our Friday afternoon traffic has picked up considerably. Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the boulevard, and it's starting to crowd up around the Troy Highway, also around Vaughn Road. And we see a lot of traffic between Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. If you are headed up towards Wetumpka, there are slowdowns at the Redland Road traffic light, the shopping district in front of Walmart, and up at the casino. If you're on the interstates, we still don't see any problems for you this afternoon. Everything's rolling at a speed limit ride. Just be careful out there. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what. When you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums, you should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing, okay? So remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Ready for low prices today and every game day? Time for a Target run. Find everything you need for a great game day gathering. Bring home tasty Archer Farms frozen pizzas and soda. And for an extra easy post-game cleanup, grab some up-and-up paper towels, plates, and solo cups, all priced right daily with low prices today and every day. Get in, out, and on your way to tip-off. Target run and done.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest, and the Samsung Galaxy S10 is everywhere. It just came out and has lived up to the hype. It's next level. Everyone's loving the new ultra-wide lens that snaps the perfect picture, an ultrasonic fingerprint scanner, and a ridiculously powerful battery that can wirelessly power your Galaxy Buds or Galaxy Watch. I can't believe how amazing it really is. It's a game changer. So don't miss out. Pick up yours today. The Samsung Galaxy S10. Available now. And you get up to $550 when you trade in your old phone at Samsung.com.
I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32. Elmore County officials need your help finding a missing man. Authorities say 47-year-old James Tutson was last seen March 6 when he left his home in Elmore County. They say he was heading to work in Montgomery but never arrived. If you know where Tutson is or have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Today, Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery presented the Wetumpka Police Department a $5,000 check for tornado relief. The money will go towards the police department vehicles that were damaged in the January tornado that insurance was not able to cover. And this weekend is Zoo Weekend at the Montgomery Zoo. The family-friendly fun runs from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. They need about 100 volunteers per shift to help with running children's games, taking tickets, helping at the petting zoo, and doing other important jobs. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It is rare this time of the year to have so many storm-free days in a row and then to have it on a weekend. For tonight, mostly clear skies. It's going to be a little cool, overnight low 43, but tomorrow, great day. Plenty of sunshine, high up to about 74, perhaps mid to upper 70s on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. A little cooler down on the coast, but not bad. Highs around 70 both days. Water temperature now 65. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely on Monday. The party's over. The pollen count remains in the high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
There are a few situations in life more difficult or challenging than divorce. Guys, if you find yourself in that situation, let me recommend you turn your situation over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, dedicated to serving men in matters of divorce. They bring a unique perspective to the life-changing challenges brought on by divorce. It's not about winning. It's about making sure that you get what you're entitled to, that your rights are protected, that every minute of child visitation is arranged for, that you walk away with your fair share of the estate you built together in that marriage. You planned, you worked hard, you made sacrifices, you got a nice home, savings, retirement, great kids. Their job is to deliver you and yours safely on the other side and keep you out of the emotional hassle. Do not try and handle this yourself. Turn it over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, making men matter. The number is 819-4810. That's 819-4810, or visit divorceformenalabama.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Not to step on Bruce Dickinson or anything, but I'm going to step on Bruce Dickinson. Again, as I told folks, I'm here filling in for Greg, and he texted me about 15 minutes into the show and told me that we have two folks coming in for a great fundraiser, a great cause. So joining us now, Jason Zademan and Rob Densmore. How are you two gentlemen?
Great. Doing great. Thanks.
So this is to help out veterans, correct?
It is. So our focus is veterans that are suffering from PTS or PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, trouble reintegrating back into civilian life. And we build a family environment, and we have a workshop where they build motorcycles to forget about their issues.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what made y'all want to get involved with this in particular?
This is actually, it was founded by myself and my wife up in Northwest Indiana and Crown Point, Indiana, back in 2015. And we've been trying to get it to branch out to other states, but this whole program is a distraction program of building motorcycles, and it's for free. So you get to basically build your own motorcycle for free. It's yours at the end. The title gets signed over right to you. So if you're a veteran and you would like to hang out with other veterans and work on motorcycles, and whether you want to hone in on learning how to weld or fabricate or do anything electrical work, or if you're a veteran and you know these things and already have a motorcycle and you want to come out and teach other veterans, but it's a full, complete veteran atmosphere where you can hang out with other vets and we talk smack on each other.
Right.
And, you know, it's a very fun, no matter what branch, he's Air Force and I'm Army. So, but we started up there and Rob made the trip up to Indiana several times to check the place out. And that's kind of one of the prerequisites. And Rob has really shown true on really having the passion towards wanting to spread this organization across the country. So he's the, Rob's the first expansion program bringing it to Alabama.
Oh, this is fantastic. And so this gets a kickoff, a Kickstarter is going on tomorrow, right?
Correct. We're doing a Kickstarter dice run, leaving Chappie's Deli in Prattville at kickstands up at 10 o'clock, and cars and vehicles of any kind are welcome. And registration starts at 9. And then we're going to do a little tour of Elmore County, go out to the shop, show people the shop and what we're doing out there and how we're helping vets. And then we're going to return to Millbrook at the Thirsty Turtle from 1 to 4 and have an event there.
Awesome. And then there's something going on Sunday as well, right?
Or we're having our grand opening. So
very first shop day.
Okay. We've been working on this since last summer, and we're having our very first shop day. Jason and about 10 of the crew from Indiana are coming down here to get us started off right. So super excited. So for veterans or anybody that wants to volunteer, our shop day starts at 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday out in Tallahassee.
Yeah, and just so the public knows that, like, this is a, because a lot of people have jobs either 5 or 6 days a week, and we've always been for the past 3 years now, always been on Sundays, because that's like one of the only days that a lot of people can all come out to hang out together. So it's every Sunday kind of thing. So it's just it's monthly maintenance, basically, or four times a month.
Well, and I love this idea. I was just listening to, a podcast or a speech or whatever you want to call it the other day, and said that some of the best friendships or just bonds are made. I mean, you can hang out with your buddies and go get drunk. You can hang out with your buddies and watch sports or whatever. But when you do a common project together, there's nothing like it.
Oh.
And, I mean, you said you started this in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And were you just fine? What, you know, drove that passion?
I missed one of, I think one of the, and Rob hasn't been out very long. He did 30 years in the Air Force.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So he's only been out, he retired in September.
Yeah.
So he hasn't been out that long, so he hasn't really had the, I've been out since 2000, so I've been out 19 years.
Time
19
flies.
19 years, oh my God. So I've been out 19 years. I miss my brothers. Like, we speak a language that, and a lot of veterans can speak on this behalf of, no matter what branch you're in, we all speak a language, and that was something that I really, truly missed. And I think what better way to be able to help each other is for veterans to be able to hang out with other veterans. So we help solve each other's problems, from financial to personal to whatever it may be. We find solutions for each other because we have each other's back. Most of the time, we don't even have our own back.
Hmm.
So when you put us together, we help solve problems for each other, and we figure out things. We build motorcycles. It just so happens that motorcycles are the thing.
Right.
You know, it's the thing that kind of sticks us together, because we all have that same interest is motorcycles and freedom and that kind of stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't have to be just motorcycles. If you want to just come out and learn how to weld or fabricate or make a table or something cool to hang your TV on the wall or whatever,
right,
something for your wife for her birthday, it doesn't matter. You can learn how to weld and make something out of anything.
So, Rob, when did you first hear about this? How did you connect with Jason here?
So, Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs did a Returning the Favor episode. In fact, it was the first episode he did of Returning the Favor, which is his Facebook cast.
Right. I thought I had seen that on TV.
And in August of 2017, the Facebook episode aired, and I watched it probably 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, it was great.
It ate at me for a year.
Hmm.
and then I was retiring out of the Air Force out of Shreveport, Louisiana. We came to Alabama to be near family, and I didn't know what I was going to do when I retired. Still haven't figured out what I'm going to do when I grow up. And I asked my wife, Stephanie, if I could call Jason and do this, and she was super supportive.
That's fantastic.
So, because we're opening our house, we're opening our shop. Virtually every tool in the shop right now is my personal tool that I'm opening up to let veterans find a sense of purpose and get on with their lives. So,
I mean, this is fantastic. I mean, if folks, like, I never want to speak out of my depth, out of my turn, because I haven't served in the military. I've read about, but I have not done the experience. I have a few friends who are veterans, but because of that, I try not to say too much because I haven't experienced it. But I just, I know from my everyday experience in life that when you have somebody watching out for you who has had that common experience, it just gives some depth and some purpose to life, as you just said. And I really appreciate, well, number one, thank you all for your service to the country, but thank you for continuing the service to your fellow men. And
it's one of the biggest things that we miss is to be able to be worth something, because now we're no longer in the military and we can't serve a purpose anymore. It's one of the biggest things that we liked about serving was that selfless, surrounded by those people.
Something bigger than us.
Yeah, it's bigger than us.
Absolutely.
And we feel like that we're not worthy anymore in society because we're not contributing, we're not defending anymore. Now we're just another person, but yet we speak this language that we were taught that nobody else knows how to speak this language unless you've actually been in the military. It's just not one of those things that you can learn until you actually experience it. There's weird things that happen in the military that, I mean, we say weird, but there's things that happen in there that kind of break us down, and now we can look back and say it's funny. But it's an experience that only we know about that you can't just talk about. You might be able to watch it on TV, but unless you're actually there.
Exactly.
And that's kind of like how our shop days are, too, on Sundays. Unless you actually go experience. So those veterans out there that are maybe skeptical or worried about whether or not, you know, what kind of program is this? I don't even like motorcycles. But until you go out there and you actually get to hang out with some other veterans and you get to hear some stories, and, man, we just really have fun out there talking with each other, and even just a random talk with another veteran, sure. You know, is just an amazing thing to be able to hear those stories. And there was a guy out that, I mean, and the emotions that go through a lot of people, especially like a Vietnam vet that comes out. And I don't know if you want to speak on that, but I mean, it's a perfect example of what happens when another veteran, especially an older veteran from like a Vietnam era or Korean War or, you know, World War II in this case, in some ways. But when they run into something like that, of like they've almost forgotten, or they've been okay with it for all these years of just being a veteran, and they don't get to hang out with other people. They're stuck in their house, or there's no veteran programs around.
Right.
So,
right.
If you want to speak on that a little bit.
You know, for instance, a veteran that's had some health issues and they've relegated themselves to sitting on the front porch. That's what life has become. And then their son finds out about the program, calls you, sets up a chance to talk, pitches it to his father, and then, you know, his father and son come out as a team last weekend and help me set up the shop. So, you know, now this Vietnam veteran who wasn't welcomed home has a place he can come, be welcome, and he has a sense of purpose in life again.
This is what it's all about. I thank you, number one, Jason, for starting the program. This is incredible. And I thank you, Rob, for wanting to bring this here to Alabama. It's Operation Combat Bike Saver. They have sort of the Kickstarter tomorrow. And again, folks can meet at Chappies in Prattville.
Chappies in Prattville. 9:00 registration, 10:00 the ride will start.
And then you have the first shop day on Sunday, starting at 8 in the morning.
8 o'clock we get there. We usually do a little cleanup and talk with the guys, open up the shop and everything. And then 9 o'clock is our morning briefing. That's where all the veterans all sit around and we talk about what's going to happen throughout the day, talk about projects. This is going to be the first Sunday, so there's not going to be a whole lot to talk about. We're only working on one bike. But like we do up in Indiana, there's probably six or seven projects all going on at one time. So tomorrow or Sunday is going to be a little bit different because it's going to be the first Sunday. So there's not going to be a whole lot. It's going to be more of like orientation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
And the shop floor is for veterans only. So the only non-veterans that are allowed on the shop floor are what we call cadre. So it's a certified motorcycle mechanic, a certified welder that's keeping us from doing something stupid. We're not just a bunch of shade tree mechanics going out there and saying, well, let's stretch a motorcycle 12 inches and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have experts that are there to teach us basic skills. In some cases, there's one of the guys from Indiana. I was up there in August last year, and he couldn't tell you a screwdriver from a box end wrench. It was his first day in the shop, and he knew nothing about motorcycles, nothing about tools. And in December, he rolled out a quad that they, together as a team, they broke down to the bare frame, redid everything, put it back together
on that thing,
and he's zipping around the parking lot on it in the snow. So
this is awesome. Know,
so you're there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You're going to learn something while you're out there. So guys have gone from never even changing the oil on their car, only pop the hood when they went to the oil chain place, but don't even know what it looks like under there. So guys coming from that to now, if you've watching the Mike Rowe episode, that Returning the Favor, that very first episode, the guy on there, Andrew, that went fishing with Mike Rowe in that episode, he had never done any of this stuff before. And then now he can pull a bike apart and rebuild it himself and customize it and do whatever he wants. So he can build a bike now.
That's incredible.
It's just another thing.
Right. You know. It's incredible. Here, what has happened here is I've been so interested. This is awesome, guys. I've lost track of time. So we need to hit a few spots here, a few ads, and we actually have some callers here really want to talk to you two gentlemen.
Awesome. Sweet.
So we'll hit this break and come back to the folks on the line. Hold your positions. We'll be right back. You're listening to Happy Hour.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's ALA homemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving.